If I can have your attention here in the media center and up in the press box, we will begin our winner's press conference for today's 17th annual Hollywood Casino 400. And we're joined by team owner Barney Visser of the number 78 Bass Pro Shops Tracker Boats Toyota for Furniture Row Racing, and general manager Joe Garoni. Barney, we're going to start with you. This is 7 wins now this season for that 78 car, the most of it, for a car in a single season since 2013. What has led to that success?
It's just a combination of everything. Martin is just, and we say it every time we get in front of a microphone, but Martin is he's just on fire right now, and every call he makes seems to be the exact call, what he needs in the car. The guys are able to give him, and it makes all the difference.
Joe, it seemed the 78 team was able to maintain its composure today and really work back from that penalty on the restart. How nervous were you after being assessed that penalty and, you know, working your way back to the field?
It was certainly concerning. That's a big mountain to climb, try and come back from that. And it does show, though, the strength that the guys have. It's whether it's the race car or you're off at the beginning of the race and the adjustments have to be made and they nail the adjustments. We just stretched it out over the whole race this time to come back from the deficit that we created.
Okay. We're going to open the floor for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. Questions from here? Let's go to Bob, and we'll work our way around.
I'm Bob Hockers, ESPN. I have two. The first, how emotional was this whole day considering the tragedy last night?
It was extremely emotional. We don't think I've ever gone through anything like that or any of the guys. The nice thing is they're a tight race team. Everybody rallied together on both 77 and 78 and just, you know, kept focused on what we needed to do. And James was a friend to everybody and a good worker. It's hard to talk about. He worked on both 77 and the 78. His hands were on the 78 car going through inspection yesterday and preparing it. And it's just amazing that we're able to win the race and win it and to honor him and his family.
And then also, no offense to you all, but there's a lot of people who think that the 42 would have been the best car at Homestead and they got eliminated today. How big of a deal is that in your run to the championship?
Yeah, we didn't get there, so I don't know that he would have been the best, but I could see why they would think that he might be. He is really talented there, and I know we've struggled in the past. I wish he could have made it, and I hope we make it so we could have proven that out, but it didn't happen. So we'll look forward to continuing to try and get there and get it done.
Additional questions from down here in the deadline room? Let's go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. I think Chris Gayle tweeted that typically both teams, whenever you win, don't always go to victory lane. Obviously, the other team has something else to do, but mentioned that both teams were in victory lane today because of what happened last night. What did that mean to have everybody there together in that sense? Is something a little different, I guess, for your team?
It was terrific. It meant everything. You know, we've talked about it before, just in general. It's you know, you get broke apart and everybody's got their jobs and you separate. And this was the time to come together. So I'm glad we didn't do it before. And it was to honor James. So it was perfect.
Any questions from upstairs in the press box?
No questions in the press box.
Come back here to Bob.
Barney, I don't know if you've seen the points, but you're up 52 points, I think, on fourth. I know anything can happen, but how nice is it to have at least that little bit of a cushion?
Well, it's nice to be running like this. Of course, it's great to have that kind of cushion. We are fairly comfortable compared to other years, and it's easy to get bounced out. Anything can happen, so... I don't know if it's mathematically impossible for us not to make it. It would be, but things happen, as you know, and you watch some of these other cars, you watch what happened to the 42. Shouldn't have happened, but there it is.
Additional questions? Gentlemen, congratulations on the victory. Good luck next week in Martinsville.
Thank you.